Well, good evening, and welcome to the October 2nd edition of the Rockland LLC podcast. My name is Jason, and you can visit us online at www.rockland.com. That's www.rockland.com. For those of you that are just listening to the podcast for the first time, just to go over what the podcast is about, we started it in early September, and it's a weekly address where we discuss some of the latest technology. We do some product comparisons, some product reviews. From time to time, we have product specials to offer and things of that nature as well. And we also like to spend a good amount of time answering customer questions on the air. Some people, you know, email us questions, and we get the same questions from different people. And we always respond individually. We always send responses back individually. But we like to also answer those questions on the air, the more popular ones. So we've been doing that week by week as well. This week we've got a new segment to introduce to the program. It's a book review segment, and it seems a little unorthodox because this is a technology podcast and it's not a business podcast per se. But many of our customers are small businesses. They're either companies that are looking for equipment, you know, for daily use. We also have resellers that are, you know, that buy product in bulk and try to resell it. And we get some questions asking us about various business theories, what we think about these ideas. Sometimes I myself, you know, have phone conversations with different clients about that. And so at the end of the day, even though we're a technology company and our, you know, a lot of our customers are technology companies, you know, in other companies, the podcast isn't exclusively about technology, I guess. We also have to remember that at the end of the day, we are companies, we are in business. And we've been getting some inquiries kind of suggesting how we should expand the show a little bit and maybe cover some business theory, not lectures per se, but one idea that I had, I was talking with a friend of mine. They thought a book review would be a good segment, business book review specifically, and nothing lengthy, nothing where we go in chapter by chapter and really dissect the book, but just some basic information, some recommendations or some non-recommendations and things of that nature. So we'll be getting to that today later on the program. Our first book review, we'll be going over a book by Donald Trump with Meredith McIver, and that's Think Like a Billionaire. It's a book of his from 2005. Before we get into that, though, just a couple of reminders. Coming up this Friday, October 6th, we've got the Rockland Office Suite version 4 coming out on CD-ROM. We'll be on our website. And for those of you that didn't tune in a couple weeks ago, the Rockland Office Suite is actually a program that we've put together, or a CD-ROM collection we put together, rather, of several very popular open-source programs that will really give your office some powerful productivity options. One of the programs is OpenOffice.org, and on this new software that we've got coming out Friday, it's going to have the latest version of OpenOffice.org, which is a full-featured office software suite. It's got a word processor, a spreadsheet, a presentation program, and all of them are dually compatible with their Microsoft Office counterparts. That means you can read to and write from Microsoft Office files and vice versa. So it really is a great option for students, you know, whose professors need to have the thesis documents, you know, reports and things of that nature in the doc format. You don't have to go out and buy the expensive Microsoft Office suite. You can simply get this program and use OpenOffice.org. And we've also bundled that with the Mozilla Firefox browser and the Thunderbird email client program. So you also get an email client in there as well. And it's important to note, and I always note, you know, that we are not the developer of these programs. We didn't have anything to do with the development. We're not programmers ourselves. These are open source programs which can be downloaded free of charge at their respective websites. And you can get their respective websites in the product description on our website. You can go to these sites, OpenOffice.org, Mozilla.org, download these programs free of charge. The reason that we put them together on a CD-ROM is because we like these programs a lot. We use them in our own daily office work, and they're very large files. And for many of you that have a broadband connection, it's no big deal. You can just go to the website and buy them. But download them rather free of charge. But for OpenOffice.org specifically, they don't actually make a distribution on CD-ROM themselves. You can't go to the OpenOffice.org website and buy a CD-ROM to have it sent to your house. So if you don't have a broadband connection, it might be difficult to get the software. Trying to download several hundred megabytes may not be the way to go. But we really want to help OpenOffice.org and Mozilla and some of these other software developers expand the reach and market share of their software. And so what we've done is we put these programs on a CD-ROM. We're a community distributor of OpenOffice.org. You can find us at their website. If you go there and look under community distributors for CD-ROMs, and we put it onto a CD-ROM, and we'll send it to you, and the charge is $5.99, and the shipping is free, and that basically covers the cost of the labor to make the program, the shipping charge, of course, and the cost of materials, the CD-ROMs, the labels, the cases, all that good stuff. So it really is a great software package to buy, but if you have a broadband connection and you don't want to buy it, I encourage you to go to these websites and download it free of charge. So that's coming out Friday, October 6th. Make sure to pick up a copy. This is a great opportunity for a stocking stuffer. You got the holidays coming up. You know, buy it for someone you like, even if they already have Microsoft Office. You know, I've got Microsoft Office, and I like OpenOffice better. You know, I got to tell you, I like it. It's got more features. Thunderbird email, same thing. So get it for a friend. Get it for yourself. Get two copies, whatever you'd like. Friday, October 6th. Another thing I wanted to touch on briefly before getting into the book review was just an update on net neutrality. We talked about that last week, and we got some good feedback about that. Some folks had listened, and it's not scientific by any means, but the feedback that I got via email seemed to suggest that a lot of people aren't familiar with net neutrality or weren't familiar with it before listening to our broadcast last week. And you know, polls also show that the average American isn't as up to date on this issue as other issues like, you know, the Iraq war, you know, the economy and things of that nature. Again, I didn't want to make it a political discussion last week, but it did kind of alarm me that our media has not done a great job of alerting people of this issue. Now, I don't mean that I expect the media to take a specific stance and say, well, it's good or it's bad. You know, I have my own view, and of course I announced that view last week on the program. But I am disappointed that more people don't know about this issue, because it is a real important issue and it affects a lot of people. And if you didn't listen to the broadcast last week, if you go to our website, www.rockland.com, that's R-O-K-L-A-N-D.com, you can go there, click on the podcast link on the right-hand side of the page towards the top. It's under the information submenu, podcast link, and you'll see an archive of all our broadcasts. So click on the broadcast for September 25th, and you can hear all the information about the Net Neutrality Act that's before Congress right now. And if you just Google the words net neutrality, you can get a whole lot more information out there on the web as well. But start with our podcast and go from there, because I really did try to give as many facts as I could, and I really wanted to shape discussion around that so people could be informed on that issue. So make sure to go listen to that if you didn't listen last week. And we'll probably have another segment on that in the coming weeks, because I really do feel it's important. So on to the book review. Again, it's not a full detailed book review. We're not going to be going chapter by chapter. This program isn't going to be dedicated towards book reviews. But from time to time, and we won't be having one every week either, by the way, but from time to time I would like to go over some, you know, popular business books and just put out some opinions on them and hopefully get some feedback and some questions and maybe some recommendations from listeners if you've read a great business book or even a great technology book. We're not really going to review books that are extremely technology specific, for example, like a guide to C programming. There are other sites that do that. You know, I'm not a programmer myself. I'm not a very technologically advanced person. I know basic things, how to install hardware and whatnot, but I'm not a hardware developer or anything like that. So we won't really be getting into the nitty gritty tech stuff. But if you read any books about technology in general, where it's headed, business books, you think it might make a good review on the Rockland LLC podcast, certainly send us an email and we might sit down and read that and review it. Our chances are, hey, I may have already read it. But on to this week's book. It's by Donald Trump. It's written with Meredith McIver. It's called Think Like a Billionaire: Everything You Need to Know About Real Estate and Life. Really catchy title. You read this book, you're going to have everything you need to know about success, real estate, and life, right? Well, of course not. Donald Trump is in the business of marketing and making money. And for full disclosure, I like this guy a lot. He's done a lot of wonderful things with his companies, and there's no question that he's made a lot of money. It seems to me that critics out there like to hone in onto some of the things that you might call failures, such as the bankruptcy of some of his casinos. I know some of them are losing more and more money now. Some critics also like to question whether his net worth is what he says it is. Well, whatever the guy's net worth is, you can see where he lives, what he travels in, how much media attention he commands. There's no doubt about it, he's successful. And so when reading books like this, what you really have to do is put aside preconceived notions about the author or about the subject matter, because I was talking with a friend of mine and I mentioned the words Donald Trump, and he had a negative preconceived view of Donald Trump, and he said, well, I'm not going to read that crap, you know, that's crap, it's no good, you can't believe what the guy says. And you know, you really can't read a book like that. I mean, if you go in there with that mentality, you know, you're not going to get anything out of it. You have to take the book for what it says, and that's what I try to do. So whatever you think about the man, about his successes, about his failures, I'd encourage you to approach this book with an open mind and just try to take it for what it says. Listen, read the facts, get the facts, gather the facts, and forget about any preconceived notions that you might have. So again, the book is Think Like a Billionaire. It's by Donald Trump. It's called Everything You Need to Know About Success, Real Estate, and Life. And you can get it pretty much at any bookstore, or go to half.com and eBay, pick up yourself a used copy. But what the book does is it goes in chapter by chapter, and it's really short. Each, you know, I'm looking at one chapter here on page 113, How to Be Treated Like Royalty in a Hotel. It's a page and a half. Next chapter, How to Get the Best Service at a Restaurant. It's a page and a half. And there's no bombshell secrets in here. There's nothing in here that you haven't heard before, you know, probably, you know, real secrets that come away with. But what the book does is it does get you thinking. It gets you thinking about business attitudes, about mentality, about how to present yourself in the public eye, and even how to present yourself in the private eye. I mean, when you go out to dinner, for example, with clients, you never know who you're going to run into. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know who may be watching. So even though you may be running a small business and there's no media paying attention to you or your company, it still is important how you carry yourself. And so all things considered, I think there is a lot of information in here, which may not be new information, but it certainly does make you think about how to act, how to behave, how to present yourself. And I really like books that get you thinking, because that's how you have success in business, is you get thinking and then you get acting. And you can't act if you don't think. And you can't think if you just sit around and you've got your own preconceived ideas and you don't allow anybody to penetrate your own thoughts. And so whatever you may think about a person like Donald Trump, if you can read the book and take what he has to say as for what it is, and it just gets you thinking, and you may have a lot of disagreements. I mean, I read through, I can't remember if it was this book or the previous book he wrote, but he had some suggestions on, oh, here it is, it's right here on page 12 of this book, How to Buy a House. And it's two pages, it's not even two full pages. And I'm reading through that, and I mean, to be honest with you, there's not really much information in there about how to buy a house. He talks about 100% financing, and then he says a typical home buyer will not have access to 100% financing, and you have to be as invested as your lender. The down payment should be your own personal gauge for your commitment to the house. Don't lose sight of the checks and balances, because ultimately it will come down to your checks and balances. Well, not too informative. He doesn't really, I mean, in two pages you're not going to find out how to buy a house. But, you know, Trump isn't trying to give you all the information you need. He's just trying to get you thinking. So he talks about 0% down payments on mortgages, for example. He doesn't seem to be too enthused by them based on that one paragraph, but they're not necessarily a bad thing. But it gets you thinking. Perhaps you'll read that and you'll go out and do some more research on 0% mortgages if you are, in fact, looking to buy a house. So that's just one segment of the book that I pulled out. But most of the book is like that. Very brief, generalized information about specific subjects, and it gets you thinking. The book is certainly a worthwhile read, but I wouldn't classify it as a must-read by any means. So that pretty much sums up the book. Again, is Think Like a Billionaire by Donald Trump, Everything You Need to Know About Success, Real Estate, and Life. I would recommend it, but like I said, it's not a must read. So if you don't have time, come back and listen to our book review on another program, and perhaps we'll have a must read book for you. That's all of our program today. Don't forget, the Rockland Office Suite is coming out Friday, October 6th, only $5.99 with free shipping. And tune in next week. We're going to have more information about net neutrality. And we've also got a new website launching very soon that we want to tell you about. I won't give you any more information about it today. You got to tune in next week to hear about the new website that we've got coming up. So that's all for this broadcast, and I will talk to you next week.